The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed. And no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine. Let us enter them." And he let them. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord, in his pity, has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever been frustrated by a non-transferable ticket? A non-transferable ticket. As you probably know, a non-transferable ticket is a kind that you cannot give to someone else or resell once you have purchased it. I was reading about this frustration of non-transferable tickets on an online community forum called StubHub Community. One person wrote, "I have two tickets to DMB in Tahoe on September 16, 2019. Unfortunately, we cannot go, and Ticketmaster does not allow transfers." By the way, DMB stands for Dave Matthews Band. Another person piped in with this complaint, "I'm looking to sell four tickets to 21 Pilots in New Orleans on the 19th. Ticketmaster says they are non-transferable." And so on and so forth. The list of unhappy people stuck with concert tickets serenaded their sad songs. Incidentally, I would happily buy the Dave Matthews Band tickets, but those who bought the 21 Pilots deserve to be stuck with them. Concert tickets, though, are not the only things that are non-transferable. So too is our unique relationship with Jesus. Each one of us has been loved by the Lord, and we have tried to love him in return. In an utterly singular and special way that is non-transferable. Like that popular saying, "That's my story and I'm sticking to it." We really don't have a choice but to stick to our story, like those poor people who are on the StubHub community. Our story with the Lord Jesus is our own, and we must stick to it. In the Gospel of Mark, we see a perfect example of the non-transferable quality of our story with our Savior. Jesus heals a man possessed by a legion of unclean spirits because there were so many of them. When the townspeople arrive and hear of the miraculous healing, how do they react? Mark records, they begged him to leave their district. What a surprising reaction. One would expect them to be pleased and ask Jesus to stay longer and perhaps perform further miracles. And yet, they begged him to leave. In other words, the grace given to the previously possessed man was non-transferable. They would have to purchase their own ticket to a relationship with Jesus, one that is always unique to each person. Still, what did the cured man do? Mark adds, then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis. Decapolis means 10 cities. What Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. That is, the man was saying to anyone who would listen, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Our relationship with the Lord is always unique and particular to each person. It evinces a non-transferable quality to it, so that we cannot give the grace that has been given to us to someone else. Our story always sticks to us. Today is the third anniversary of the passing of my nephew, Noah. He was a sophomore studying at Baylor University when he died on February 3rd, 2017. Would you mind if I shared a few memories of his story with Jesus? Even though our story always sticks to us, in the end, that's all we have to share. Like the man in the land of the Gerasenes. I reread my homily from Noah's funeral 3 years ago and want to just share three memories from that. First of all, Noah's maternal grandmother, Tessie, recalled that Noah loved to pretend to playing mass at home when he was a little boy. He would hand potpourri to each family member, like Holy Communion, as they were seated on sofas. He invited his little brother, Isaac, to participate, but only as the deacon, naturally. Isaac could be deacon, while Noah would be the Monsignor. When you direct the play, you can cast yourself in the lead role. Another recollection was how Noah always pushed his friends forward. One friend, Chris, remembered that Noah gave him the courage to speak in front of the youth group, something Chris was terrified of doing. One of Susan, Noah's mom's cherished memory, was seeing Noah's team hold hands before their track meets and pray. Noah was a normal guy in many ways, but he never stopped encouraging, pushing, uplifting, and never resting. The third memory is the advice Noah gave to his girlfriend, Izzy, on how to study in college. He wrote, "First, always sit in the third row in class. It's close to the front, but not all the way up. It's the sweet spot. Second, text your boyfriend every day. He'll always have something nice to say about you. And third, smile as much as you can. It makes you approachable to anyone, and your smile is gorgeous." Now that's pretty good advice, not only for Noah's girlfriend, but for all of us. You know, sometimes we wish we could go back and change Noah's story. We wish we could give him some of the grace that has been given lavishly to us. And maybe things would have turned out a little differently. But that's when we have to go back and remember the sad people on StubHub, stuck with their non-transferable tickets. Each person's relationship with the Lord is special and singular and non-transferable. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, and it's sticking to me. Still, I can and must share it.
Praised be Jesus Christ.